Okay, more real life. So the GoPro died. We were gonna try and get it done, but between there, but what I was saying is just like he thinks that his dad is so great because this one time he bought him this one pair of sweatpants when you're doing like all the other things.
The rest of the actual real life dadding.
Yeah.
Well, like, see the difference, I think, and this is plainly visible to us, mm-hmm. probably not plainly visible to Ryan because he's a kid, mm-hmm. he doesn't know about stuff, is I can buy him that stuff every day of the year. His dad has to wait until he gets his tax return.
Yeah.
I'm not buying that stuff every day of the year because I'm not spending $75 on sweatpants for a child.
Right.
It's stupid. He's going to grow another foot. What are we going to...
We don't even spend that much on ourselves, like on our own sweatpants. I wouldn't spend that much.
I'm not buying sweatpants. Not for a kid.
Yeah.
Kids are all wearing pajama pants and sweatpants to school every day. Like, have some self-respect.
Yeah.
Crocs and pajama pants and smell like last week's dog paws. Anyway, that's the difference though. He's never gonna ask us for that stuff. He knows we'll say no. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if he asked his dad for it. His dad just said, hey, check out what I can do for you one day.
This is so cool, this brand.
You can't get it dirty. If you get your shoes scuffed, people are going to look at you weird. Like, how old are you?
Yeah, you can't, bend
can't
the toes.
Can't crease the toes on your shoes.
Yeah, you can't crease the toes.
So that's why all the kids know is walk like knock-kneed robots.
Yeah. Yep.
But, you can't explain it to a kid, like, sudden influx of whatever, $2,000. It doesn't matter. Like, I can do that every day. Mm-hmm. I'm not a rich, wealthy man. I could just do that if I wanted to.
Yeah.
It's silly.
Yeah. I think, that's what we're dealing with Ryan. And then with Matthew, it was, like, his dad had no rules and let him mm-hmm. do whatever he wanted, and there were no consequences to his actions, which of course is why the 13-year-old was drawn towards that house.
He doesn't get told no because there's nobody to tell him no.
Right. But with the three, it's more just like the distaste that Cammy has for me. Like,
that's another thing I was thinking about, because we talked about, I was talking about how, like, I'm the only one in the family who looks like they're getting older. You look really good. You've always looked really good. However, she looks a lot older. Like, you're not aging. Well, this person is definitely... And I'm not trying to be rude, just saying, hey, she's ugly now or something like that. But you can see from the outside, we've been together almost a decade. You've only gotten better. Better looking, like, you leveled up with your job. I mean, you've only done better. And, I don't know if she knows that or can see it, because she has no clue what you do. Doesn't know how much money you make, anything like that.
I don't work. I just sit at home all
but
day.
Everywhere we've lived has only leveled up. We only had this house because it had the extra room for Dad, but way nicer than the last one.
Right.
If you're comparing yourself to how we live our lives, some people would probably, they could feel a little insecure about that, because we have a very nice home.
But even before we had this house, even just when we were in the rental, I feel like she... either was insecure about herself or insecure that you were with someone else. Like, I don't know what it was, but with her, I think that's what leads it, because just a dog hair. I got you, babe. Because she buys them a lot mm-hmm. and does things with them a lot. We don't do that because...
Why did I do that twice?
Right. But also, you know, our situation is different just with schedules, and we have more kids, and, you know, we sometimes, like, they come here. Remember when they were little, they would come here and they would just be exhausted because it's just go.
I'm doing something until 9 o'clock at night, and one's five, one's seven. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
With these little babies out until 10 o'clock at night. Then they got to do homework and eat dinner.
Yeah. And so we would always use like our time with them to just be at home and relax, have a good dinner, whatever.
To play with Lego. I mean, I also thought, and this could be a subconscious thing on Cammy's part more than overt. Mm-hmm. I guarantee she never thought I was going to be as involved as I am with our children.
Obviously.
She thought I was going to like cry to my mom and go move to Colorado when we got divorced. Like,
right.
How do you not know me?
Yeah.
But on top of that, look how well I've done. Mm-hmm. I didn't stagnate. like her when it came to like career things and whatnot. I just kept moving forward and leveling up.
Right.
And now I get to retire.
Right.
But now I have to work with high school kids. But I think look from the outside looking in, we don't have a lot of detracting factors when it comes to, you want to talk shit about somebody, talk shit about them. I mean, cool. That's just
right.
Run your mouth. We call it sport bitching. If you want to do it, that's fine. But there's not a lot of real reason to do it. So now you have to get real creative and make shit up.
Right.
You have to go out of your way to create drama and make yourself have a bad day over ex-husband and his new wife.
Yeah. Or like the petty things like making fun of my small boobs.
Like, what do you care?
Yeah, but does that hurt my feelings? Like, it does not. It hurt my feelings that Zoe was in on it, because she's supposed to love me.
Like, but she should talk?
Right, yeah.
She's 12.
She was, well, yeah, but at back the time, she was like seven. Yeah.
Your boos mean nothing. I've seen what makes you cheer.
Yeah. Well, that was when I was, like, talking to Zoe about it. When I found out, I said, you know, like, we don't talk like that about anybody, and the size of your breast doesn't determine the quality of the person. And
especially when it's your family, you don't say mean things about your family for fun.
Yeah, but I said something along the lines of like, my boobs might be small, but your dad loves me. Walked away. I was just like, gah. But yeah, I don't know. They don't go down to my belly button, so.
Love you.
I love you. I don't know. So, I just think that like she's so focused on me when she should just be focused on like, do your thing, your mom
your
thing. Because there are areas that everyone could improve, I'm sure. But like one of hers would be like, yeah, she buys them these things and takes them places. But like every night she doesn't make a good meal.
Kids
most of the time. Yeah, like ravioli in the air fryer. Which is fine, that's great, but it's like, can everyone sit down and have a meal?
I think they could, but if you keep yourself busy enough, and you're so used to keeping your kids busy with you when the kids aren't busy enough, go eat dinner, I'll be home at 9 p.m., whatever you're doing, going to bingo hall, or breaking hay, I don't know.
Or like Zoe said, you know, that she just lays in her bed on her phone.
Just chilling.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm not upstairs playing Legos and Barbies with them, but I'm down here and I'm around, I'm available. And if our kids ever need us, unless it's a work thing, I always put my phone down.
Yeah. Not just sitting there like, uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. If I'm scrolling or whatever, I'll put it down. But if it's a work thing, then they get this, you know.
Yeah.
Like, give me a minute.
Well, they know, especially if it's a day where they're off and you're working.
Right.
Don't bother me unless it is an actual emergency, because Izzy can handle those things.
Right. Yeah.
They know where the fire extinguisher is. They know what they've done fire drills. Like, they know what to do in the case of a fire, especially if we're not home. They know what to do if something's malfunctioning, or hey, there's a big old leak in the bathroom. Like, they know the difference between important and I'm annoyed and it's bothering me, so you can fix it type of stuff. But they don't bother us with that stuff.
Yeah.
They know that if it's stupid, probably gonna tell them to pound sand.
Yeah.
So they don't bother.
Yeah.
If it's important, they know. They will have our attention.
Right.
So they don't bother us a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I do think at this point, because we're almost a decade in, just you and me, mind you, that a lot of it is probably subconscious. It's just pattern and habit to want to fight against the current.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Like, it's ingrained enough from the earliest days of our relationship to dislike you or want to steer them around you that now it's just how she manufactures things.
Yeah. And what was it the other day? Not the other day. It was probably like 2 or 3 weeks ago when I was like, oh, it was with the Zoe concussion thing. Like, step parents can be allies for bio parents, or like, let me help you. I can write this email because I know the people to send it to just because I'm team manager. But like, let me do this for you and then you can, you know, do whatever. But like, it could always be like that. I help you, you help me. Like, it could always be like that. But instead, it's like, I'm still happy to help, you know, in with most things that she needs, but I certainly don't ask her for
help. It needs to be asked for now, not automatically volunteered. Like, hey, let me help you with this. If you need me, you'll ask me.
Right, yes.
Like, Gabe has band stuff at school on some weeknights. well, he just started staying at school, eating dinner, and then going to the band thing, and she can pick him up later. That way he's not in the car for 2 hours for no reason, going back and forth. It's a quarter mile away.
Yeah.
He doesn't just stay here.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about him for dinner or anything.
Yeah, and he asked us if...
Yeah, last week he just texted and said, hey,
yeah,
is that okay? And I'm like, duh, come home.
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh no, don't eat lasagna before you go to band. I think it was stir fry that one day, actually, but he knows that he can.
Yeah.
And it's a weight off of his shoulders. You know, he's not worried about whether he's going to get there on time. Is the shirt clean? Like, it's dumb stuff, but it's never changing. He's the noisiest boy ever.
He's so noisy. When we end this, we're going to wrap it up, but I'm going to like record it and then I'll do like a little insert. Oh, this is what you're hearing in the background. He's just pushing a bone on the hard floor.
Because he's not getting attention. This one just likes to be in our Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm. This is her normally. Oh, this isn't her needing attention. This is just what she does. If we're not in the room with her, she's what? We call them the FOMO twins.
Yeah.
They need to be up our keister and on our lap.
Yep. Anyways, do you have anything to follow up on? The golden sperm or golden uterus?
The golden genitals and baby-making factory stuff. Just another excuse for people to be shitty.
Oh, there you go.
Step-parents and allies.
Yep.
Like, you need more excuses to be a bad person on a daily basis. Like, I made those babies. Like, duh.
Yeah, cool. Pretty sure we already knew that. Yeah.
Or you're 13 and you're saying, you're not my real dad. Duh.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
It's okay. I just paid for all of it.
Yeah, it's fine. I just do the rest of it.
Yeah, I do everything but your mom on that day where you were conceived. Done everything else, though.
Yes. All right, well... we'll wrap this one up and we'll be back with another episode.
See if we can figure out this noise issue and the editing and formatting.